Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Recovery is a team sport, and Parkwood Behavioral Health System can help you get back in the game of life and break free from addiction. Visit ParkwoodBHS.com. Parkwood, your recovery team for life's biggest wins. With limited exceptions, physicians are not employees or agents of this facility.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Sunday night, another Sunday of chaos in college football, and the not fun kind. Just coach getting fired after coach getting fired, massive buyouts getting paid to said coaches getting fired, and it is still yet to be the month of November. This is the Rebel Report Podcast. My name is Michael Borky. Always glad that you guys are here. However you're listening, wherever you are, just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. And also, of course, right here on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment, all that good stuff. So really appreciate you guys. We're obviously talking about the story of the day and things things that come with that. So really appreciate you. Before we get into it, I want to tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out, toyotaofbrookhaven.com. Toyotaofbrookhaven.com is the website. Great car buying experience, one of, if not the best in the state. So you don't have to live in Brookhaven to take advantage of such great people and great opportunity to actually drive off the lot feeling good, which is a rarity when you're shopping for a new vehicle. $1,000 off on me, any in-stock new Toyota. If you just tell them that I sent you, $1,000 off the top. If you tell them that I sent you, they have a great online inventory, in-house financing, and more. Check them out at Toyota of Brookhaven. Exit 40 in Brookhaven or toyotaofbrookhaven.com. So we'll get to Brian Kelly specifically in a second. But this is another moment of opportunity or a fork in the road for Ole Miss football, maybe, where they have put themselves, to their credit, like we said yesterday, they have put themselves in a position where they have a clear path to the college football playoff. It is almost at the point now where if they don't make the playoff, it would be considered a failure. They have three of their four remaining games at home. Florida has just fired their coach. South Carolina is reeling. I know they played tough yesterday, but it is a program that is just suffering loss after loss after loss, and you have them at home. You have the Citadel, and then a Mississippi State team that is going to continue to stack losses, just finding ways to lose at this point. All of this opportunity is right in front of Ole Miss. And now you've got possible landmines in two different directions. One is the obvious. The Florida thing going into this past week was a lot of conversation, to the point where Lane Kiffin addressed it with his team in a way that he never has before, which I thought was an encouraging sign, because regardless if the content of what was said in the meeting was nothing, or whether it was the most significant meeting in the world, probably not that, but just the fact that he is understanding that in 2022, it became a sideshow. It became a distraction. He didn't handle it well, and the team fell apart. Jaden Williams said that out loud to the media last week, that the team collapsed. They fell apart, and they can't allow that to happen this time. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm reading too much into that. I felt like that was a call to action for his head coach to make sure that didn't go down the same way. And then they played great on Saturday, yesterday. They played great. So they were able to handle all of that really, really well. And now here it comes again. The Florida thing is not going away anyway, but now with LSU, it's just going to be constant talk, conversation about stuff that is not related to their football team. And they handled it well last week. Can they do it again and again and again? But also the other side of it, the pressure of expectation, the pressure of opportunity, the knowing that, hey, if you win out and you will be a favorite in every game, you will make the playoff guaranteed, is also something that they have to be prepared for and handle well and understand They did not handle the pressure of expectations well last season. In fact, they handled it terribly. Can they channel whatever it was that caused them to falter last year? And can they continue to build on whatever it was that they did last week in preparation for Oklahoma to ensure that that doesn't get to them either? There's a lot of things that are going to be poking this football team. Hype, pressure, expectations, playoff or bust, blah, 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 blah. And then LSU, Florida, LSU, Florida, blah, 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 blah. All of those things will be poking and infiltrating this team. You're going to find out, and I think so far they have passed the test of leadership and blocking out noise and distractions and making adjustments, and they've passed those tests, right? They're in this position because they've handled stuff well this season. They handled the weird deal with the quarterback thing was weird for a second. Austin Simmons gets hurt. He was the clear-cut starter. Trinidad comes in, plays great, steals the job. They're handling that well. Right, they're handling that really well. That they handled losing for the first time this season, and really, the way they lost could have been demoralizing for a team, and they bounced right back. All the Florida stuff, handled that well, played great. So far, they're passing all of those tests, but it's more difficult now. It's bigger now. Can they handle it? Because if they can just block out noise and continue to focus on the actual football, then they will be fine. And they have shown you signs that they are going to be they're going to be able to do that, but they have to now. There's a lot of pressure now on this football team all of a sudden. And now you're going to get people poking. You're going to get media people poking. You're going to get all that stuff. How do they handle it? Well, we're about to find out. But I was really impressed with the way they played Saturday. I was really impressed with the way that they bounced back. And now it's just a matter of, can they take the opportunity that they have afforded themselves and turn it into a playoff appearance? Whatever happens at the end of the season happens. Find a way to block it all out and make the playoff. That is the important thing right now. What happens at the end of the season happens. I'm not concerned. We've talked about it. That's not something that I think anybody in that building needs to concern themselves with, because right now, look at the position that they have put themselves in. And look, I know that defensively they were awful in Athens, but I think this team can line up and play with almost anybody in college football. So here it is. Go take it, block it all out, and the playoffs are yours if they can do that. It's a big test upcoming. We'll see if they can pass it. Podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered. If you are a Mississippi business and you need technology in the office, office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage, data security, IT projects, whatever it is, if it's technology in the office and you need it, Advantage Business Systems has you covered at absms.com. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority every day with local loan servicing and decision-making. You don't hop on Zoom or talk to somebody out of state to get a loan or to handle your loan. It's somebody that will build a relationship with you at one of their 16 locations here in Mississippi, because that's what they do. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. All right, lots of comments. Let's just get to them. You think John Sumrall from Tulane will go to LSU? If you made me bet, I think that I would bet on that. But we'll see. Got to say right away, really enjoyed Oklahoma. Cool stadium atmosphere. Very nice fans. Wow, that was a big road win. Ole Miss was the much better team. I've heard really good things about Oklahoma. And that, like you said, I heard it's not going to like blow you away and you're going to come home thinking that was the greatest trip of all time. But that the people are incredibly friendly. I told you guys, all the media people that I've ever encountered have been just nothing but friendly. And stadium does look great. They did nice work on the renovations. I have a few friends that went that said the same thing. Like, yeah, I really enjoyed the trip, and I'll probably go next year as well, because Ole Miss has to go back to Norman because of the weird scheduling situation. If LSU offers Lane, he's gone. LSU is one of those jobs. It is. You know, I saw a message board that was doing crime statistics, and it's like, guys, you don't get it. People that are getting paid as much as these football coaches get paid don't live where the crimes happen. LSU was one of those S-tier elite jobs that basically every coach in America would not only take a phone call, but they'd facilitate offers. I mean, it's that kind of a job for sure. When it comes down to that, it takes two to tango. And last time LSU came open, he was never a candidate. I don't know why. It could be, is it administration that wasn't keen on it? I don't know. But the reality is he wasn't a candidate last time. And there is a reason for that. Does that change? I don't know. Possibly. But it does take two to tango. And they are going to have, despite the dysfunction, which is another thing about that job in Florida as well to some degree, but guys, did you read about how this went down today? That they don't have anybody that's currently running the university? So the governor of Louisiana is the one that was involved in this? That he was the one that was handling the AD and talking to boosters and stuff? That, like, that is how this went down? The governor is involved in the decision-making process? That it's... we have really lost the plot when the governor of a state is involved in decision-making with a football coach. Really, really lost the plot. And there's, it's just a glowing example of how the wrong people are leading, quote unquote, college sports. Ole Miss just needs to keep winning and the coaching carousel can take care of itself. Yes. Borky, you know what's coming with this one? Do I? Because again, it does take two to tango. So we will see. But yeah, I don't think that there's an argument. There's an argument with Florida. Easy argument with Florida. One that not enough people in my business are making, to be honest with you. I think LSU is a different animal. And yeah, you say LSU is the school you're worried about. Hopefully they keep winning and can't wait around. That is one. And you know, there are some people that will try to tell you guys that, you know, things are different now, and they're right. I tell you that things are different now, not with certain jobs. And that, in my opinion, is one of them. Ole Miss has dramatically elevated itself as a program, and it's not just Lane Kiffin. It's Keith Carter and Glenn Boyce and everybody that got the collective off on the ground floor and so on and so forth. They've done a hell of a job. And Ole Miss, I know this because I've spoken to somebody in that world, has changed its perception in the coaching world. That people have recognized what has happened. It's not just Lane. It's organization around the university and athletic department has been impressive to people. So that is a good thing. They have elevated themselves. It is not, in my opinion, equal to LSU. And if you can't be honest about that, then I just disagree with your style, frankly. Things have changed in college sports. The gap has closed with those two places, but it has not evened up yet. It's to the point now on these coaching buyouts that they're making it seem like monopoly money, $167 million total with all the coaches combined so far, and they are not done. They're not done. That's why when they essentially extort you for more money, when they run the Score at commercials, when they all the crap that they do, that they put out about how poor and broke everybody is and how the athletes getting paid has destroyed everything, just point to this. $167 million to coaches so they won't coach anymore. It's absurd. The coaching carousel is absurd, and I hate that it happens when it does. There's got to be some kind of NFL rule put in place where this has to happen after the season, because we wait 8 months for football, and then we don't even get to November before the entire conversation is dominated by who's going to be coaching next year. That's what the conversation is, and that sucks. That absolutely sucks. We always knew Kelly would eventually fail there. Called it when it happened. I know you were here. Definitely did it on the radio show. It was never going to work out. It was never, ever going to work out. People have too much money and are too emotional, especially in the 12-team playoff days. If you miss that thing at a place like LSU, just stunning how quickly things unraveled on James Franklin and Brian Kelly. I mean, well, a lesson to be learned in that. If you're in coaching and you're unlikable, you better win a lot. You better win a lot, because the second you stop winning, they will want to ship you out of town so much faster than if they like you. It's so easy when you think about it from that perspective. James Franklin and Brian Kelly are wildly unlikable coaches. I mean, I'm just impossible to listen to the two of them talk and think, you know, God, that guy inspires me. Man, I want to hitch to his wagon. You know, I want to follow him into Valhalla or whatever. They are both wildly unlikable. And so once things stop being good, it's so much easier to want to just dispatch from people like that. But when you're likable, when you are truly engaging and you build real relationships and those kind of things, it makes it a little bit more difficult, right? I think there's a lesson to be learned in the timing of what happened with those two guys and the volume of money that the schools are willing to pay to get rid of them. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that they are impossible to like. Austin with the super chat. Thank you, man. Really appreciate you. All caps. Can I go 1 week without other schools wanting my coach? I'm so tired of this, and I'm genuinely starting to think he's leaving at season's end. My advice to you would be, do your best to not concern yourself with that right now, because you will miss what is happening in front of you, which is a hell of a football season. And the opportunity to have a one-of-one season in the history of the program. Now, I know the playoff has only been around since 2014, and this is only year two of the 12-team playoff, but still, this would be, if they complete what is in front of them, the greatest season in the program since before my father was born. And so don't allow all of this stuff to stop you from, like, watching the game highlights again from the Oklahoma win, stuff like that. Don't allow that to rob you of joy. Have to go 11-1. The path is there, and take it. Absolutely. Good news is, if they can survive this year's coaching carousel, Kiffin might be there for a long time. Keith has his work cut out for him. Let's see. LSU is only more bad college football hire away from being on the hook for $100 million in buyouts. They already are on the hook for $100 million, reportedly, when it is all said and done, buying out Kelly, his staff, hiring a new one, all that stuff. Yeah. LSU's in such a disastrous position in their administration. Imagine the state governor calling the shots and this kind of stuff. I mean, this is not a – I don't take political sides on these platforms. I will not do it. I welcome all of you here, regardless of your political leanings. Does not matter to me. We're here to talk ball. So me saying this is not an endorsement or a knock on this individual, okay? I'm just using this as an example, because I think all of you would agree. Could you imagine if Tate Reeves stepped in and made decisions for Ole Miss Athletics? Could you imagine how you would feel if that happened? If the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, decided, you know what? I got this, guys. I'm going to take control of the situation involving your football team. How you would feel about that? Again, you can love him or you can hate him or somewhere in between. That seems so earmuffs, children. Ass backwards that I can't even fathom hearing that from a source and looking at it and thinking, oh, okay, and just sending that out there without feeling gross almost that that is the thing. Think about the teams that's going to have players in the portal so far, Florida, LSU, Penn State, and more to come. A lot of great players. Seemed like a last gasp for South Carolina. Yeah, I think that you could have a very demoralized Gamecock team coming into Oxford on Saturday. I mean, they played so well and just kind of just gave that game to Alabama. And that it'll be hard for them after stacking losses to get back up again, I think. I've heard early stuff that Kiffin isn't the guy to watch right now for LSU. That could change, though. It's by far the best job available. I mean, there is a reason. I don't know what it is. I just, you know, just using 1+1 logic here. There's a reason that he was not a candidate for that job last time. What is that reason? I don't know. But that does make sense. And of course, regardless, his name is going to get thrown on every single hot board because just putting his face on a graphic it just generates reaction. But we'll see. Again, if they make him a priority, it is something that, frankly, I would expect. But it happens. And right now, if they just keep winning, nothing else matters. You wish our state government was as supportive of college teams as see, I am so opposite. I want the state government to stay far away from the athletic departments here. How strapped is LSU have to be on money right now? That's a move they didn't want to make. I mean, Matt Moscona was on national radio last night saying that LSU did not want to do this, that they couldn't do this. So, ooh. And I mean, everybody wants the Canes guy to buy the Saints and the Pelicans. So now the Canes guy is going to buy the Saints for what? $9 billion, buy the Pelicans for an additional $4 billion, and bail out LSU football? Seems like Todd Graves has a lot on his hands. LSU's going to swing at an up-and-comer, in your opinion? Ole Miss BYU playoff game or Notre Dame, what is more likely? Oh, gosh, there's still so much more football to be played right now before we get to that road. Florida fans have to be pissed that LSU is now open. Oh, you know they are, because their job now just doesn't look the same anymore. Ole Miss just needs to keep winning and let whatever happens in the offseason happen. With the investment and fan base administration have put into the program, they'll be fine. Lane's about to have 7 different fan bases in his mentions. He's already got, what, 3? If I told you Franklin and Kelly were fired before November, would you have believed it? No, I would not have believed you. At all. LSU should hire a coach with a proven championship pedigree like Orgeron Saban or Les Miles. Les Miles is in, I know you were, you know, I just, you guys may not have known this. Les Miles is in some pretty bad health. So, but I know you're just joking. I just didn't know if you guys knew that. Asked a few weeks ago, over under 3.5 SEC coaching changes. Well, that might be closer to 5.5 or even 6.5 now. Okay, so Arkansas, Florida, LSU now open. I mean, Auburn's schedule sets up really nicely, but I would expect Auburn. So there's 4. And now you've got Kentucky, South Carolina on the block as well. And then, of course, if coaches get poached, And, you know, that's something that I think Greg Sankey's going to have to address as well. I mean, it's October, and you've got teams in your own conference that have their coaches getting contacted by other teams in your conference. I don't know if that's best for your business. That's why the NFL doesn't allow it until the end of the season. And then you have to seek permission if they're under contract. Of course, they don't have a CBA in college sports, so that's why they can't have a setup like that. But, I mean, do you think that in the commissioner's office they're watching all of this unfold thinking that this is what's best for the league? I don't know. Hiring Mark Stoops. Can you believe A&M hired Mark Stoops until they didn't? If you're an Ole Miss fan, you should want State to lose out. Absolutely. Just be limping into that game at 11 a.m. on Black Friday with empty seats everywhere. Yeah. With teams having such a head start on coaching searches, will this force smaller teams like Arkansas and South Carolina to hold on to their coaches? Arkansas already did fire theirs, but there is an incentive now for some borderline jobs to keep their coach and wait till the next cycle. The governor of Louisiana got involved because LSU has a vacant president position. Yes, I said that. But still, does that not really underscore a complete void in leadership? Better enjoy the rest of the season? Maybe. Steelers out here looking like a road sign? Yeah, I love throwback jerseys. Those tonight aren't it. If defense could limit the amount of 50-plus yard plays they give up, they can be a good unit. Really, the D-line took advantage of Oklahoma's lack of offensive line presence. Yeah, and on the long touchdown pass, if tripping gets called the right way, of course it gets called back, but if the tripping doesn't happen, then Prince Will has a free shot at Mateer, who didn't know he was coming. Yesterday, you also thought may have been better than LSU game for Trinidad. I agree with that, actually. I agree. Secondary is a problem. If they played better, wouldn't have anything to worry about. I think their run fits are the big problem. Got Knight in the SEC two times this year. Cannot believe it. Yeah, weather's going to be beautiful Saturday. Cam Franklin's really good, but he's absolutely awful against the pass. He just has some growing to do. Remember how little experience he has. Place got rocking and loud when Oklahoma pulled in front. Credit to Ole Miss for the immediate response. Winston Watkins is emerging as a star. Sure-handed. Obviously runs good routes, all that. Sage Ryan benched. Yes, that was earned. If he leaves at the end of the year, I'm afraid he will leave Ole Miss in a position where everyone they'd want to hire will be unavailable. This is a tough year to be hiring a coach. What LSU players and recruits will Ole Miss go after? I don't know, P.J. Woodland? If you're Kentucky, you fire Stoops, hire Franklin or Kelly at $500K a year, let Penn State or LSU pay the rest and use the rest to pay off Stoops. What a situation that would create. All the Oklahoma fans you sat around were frustrated with Brent Venables. They have reason to. Kentucky's all in on basketball. Yeah, they are. Think Lane was hyping up the new Oklahoma-Ole Miss rivalry a lot this week. Yeah, I mean, I guess they're going to be your permanent opponent, so why not? LSU is close to, if not a top five job. Ole Miss has his work cut out. Better keep winning. Yes, it is. How much of that $1.5 billion raise can be routed into funding for the football program? I don't know that answer. McCrady said that the same big decision makers at LSU have not changed their position on Lane. Well, when it comes to coaching searches and the information around them, there's nobody better than Neil at it. So if he said that, I will firmly believe it and be shocked if it's inaccurate. I mean, that he has proven over the years that when jobs come open, his information is just excellent. So if he said that, I just kind of believe it. LSU can't give out another $100 million contract. No way. No, and unless Graves just wants to save them from themselves, I guess. Kane's price is going up. I just forget LSU. Please, Mr. Graves, with your $18 billion, save us from Gail Benson and Dennis Lauschka. Please, please save us from them. That's what I want. I know. I mean, didn't he? He didn't even go to LSU, did he? Let me see. He went to Georgia. He didn't even go to LSU. So Todd Graves, Mr. Raising Cane's, please save us from Gail Benson. Please just go buy those teams. Please. Inmates are running the asylum at LSU. There's no way Keith is not anticipating this. Oh, he's been prepared for this. You do not have to worry about preparedness or organization with your athletic department anymore. You don't have to worry about it. They're prepared for this. Sears turned into arguably the most important for Lane Kiffin's tenure at Ole Miss. Now it has, for sure. I actually disagree with this now. I don't think Ole Miss has its next head coach currently on staff. I have changed my tune on that from the summer. I don't think that is the case. Malik Heath out here playing tons of snaps. I saw somebody in a Malik Heath jersey, actually, where we were watching the Saints game today. Guy walks through. I think he grabbed a pizza, if I remember correctly. Wearing a Malik Heath jersey. I didn't know. I should have asked if he was family or something, because you don't see many Packers Heath jerseys in Mississippi, especially that we were in Jackson. So there's a big name coach getting fired every week. Yeah, be on the lookout for Shane Beamer or Hugh Freeze next week. I appreciate the question, and it's a good question. I don't think it's unfair. I'm not going to talk about candidates to replace Lane Kiffin when Lane Kiffin has not left Ole Miss. I have a standing policy on that. I'm not going to do that. The amount of impatience in college football is something. Look at Jeff Lebby now. State people want him gone, and they can't. I know they want him gone, and I understand why. I mean, they're finding new ways to lose. You cannot go 2 years and fired, and both of those years were bowl games. 2 years and fired, Mike Leach, 1 year and fired, 2 years and fired. In this cycle, you will create such a toxic energy around your job and the way people look at it in this cycle that your candidate list would be something that you would hate. You can't do that. And I think their leadership understands that they need Lebby to find a way to turn one of these games into wins. You just need to win. Mario Cristobal will not leave Miami for LSU. He's only at Miami for personal reasons, so he's certainly not going to leave there. Also, I mean, they're poised to make the playoff themselves. A&M found their guy, and this is likely the team people have always hyped A&M to have. They were really impressive last night. Freeman should be LSU's first call. Yeah, and then he hangs up the phone. He answers, Scott Woodward? Oh, sorry. Hang up. Winning this Oklahoma game has to be the biggest sigh of relief for Ole Miss fans. Yeah, how much easier is tomorrow with that in the back pocket? Are Auburn people really going to let Freeze hang around and let the Iron Bowl dictate their decision? Probably, because that's what they do. What about John Gruden? John Gruden has not coached in college since before I was born. He's been out of the professional game where he was losing for years. And he's going to come into college coaching and win. I love Gruden, but there is nothing about what he's put on the actual field that tells you that he's going to come into college coaching in this setting and win. Auburn's admin already knows what they're going to do. I think so, too. But if you keep letting him hang around, he keeps winning, then suddenly you're screwed. If State loses to Arkansas, they're going 0-8 and 0-16. I agree. Definitely agree that it was the biggest or best, but I had a great – wasn't the biggest or best, but I had a great time. They seemed like really good people. Short turnaround, but awesome experience. That's what I've heard from everybody. taxpayer buyout. Yeah, I would not. I'm sure they can't do that. I would not put it past them that the taxpayers somehow are funding this. I don't think it's possible, but I don't know. I think the result of Alabama coming from behind and giving South Carolina a complete heartbreak yesterday bodes well for Ole Miss. I agree. Yeah, two touchdown favorite. I like Ole Miss early. Kiffin already trolling on his Twitter about LSU. Yeah, I saw that. There are things that I just wish that he would stop doing, and he never will. And that is one of them, trolling you guys. Talked to some friends at LSU, and while they said they would want Lane, they aren't thinking he's a candidate for them right now. Yeah, that's why I said at the top, I would bet on Sumrall. And you don't want Sumrall at LSU. I mean, you would prefer Sumrall than Lane at LSU, of course. But you are not going to like Sumrall at LSU because I think he's a killer. And in the hypothetical, or not hypothetical, I mean figurative way, he's a figurative killer. I think he's going to kill it on the recruiting trail, and his teams are tough, and he would be awesome. Good evening, Borky fans. I didn't know I had any of those. Would imagine the discussions at LSU were extremely toxic. They had to be. Kane's guy's holding up the state by its bootstraps. Yeah, he just needs to buy the Saints and Pelicans. Did you see Hey Dad snapping at Stingray on Thunder and Lightning? Yes, and I mean, if I'm live and somebody's bothering me, I would snap at them too. I mean, if you know, like, if I was in the stadium right now and somebody in his case, he has a headset on. I have a microphone in front of me. If I have a headset on and I'm talking, doing like my work and somebody's bothering me, I would probably snap at them too, regardless of the result on the field. It's don't interrupt people when they're doing their job. You know, when you are live doing your job, live, don't interrupt them. Don't disrupt them, you know? You hate Canes, you just don't see it. I don't understand it either, to be honest with you. It's bad for the SEC to have all these firings. I think the timing is what makes it really bad. I think it's safe to say that the vault will be fired up or filled up the rest of the season. Oh, it'll be nuts on Saturday. Weather's going to be perfect. Night game. Big win. Oh, it's going to be nuts. Freeman, even if he wants to leave, comes with a $20 million buyout. That's a guy LSU would want. Couldn't get. NFL coaches have to be so happy where they're at. No kidding. Why do we never hear about how much Kiffin's buyout is? How much is it? Very small. It's not prohibitive. That's how most of them are. The overwhelming majority of them are very small. I don't know the answer to this. Would the amount spent to buy Kelly and his staff out hurt them from going big with a hire? Some people that would know say that, but maybe today they got some big commitment. Would Matt Rhule be a candidate anywhere in the SEC? I mean, I guess maybe like in Arkansas. Brian Hartline should be in discussion for SEC jobs. That if I were Kentucky, somebody like Kentucky, that would be worth kicking the tires on. You say Kiffin's buyout has to change, but his agent's Jimmy Sexton. It won't. It won't because of who his agent is, because his agent has everybody by the you know what. And that will never change either. No, I asked early on about Oklahoma and why Ole Miss was projected to lose. I'm thankful Ole Miss took care of business and won on Saturday. Yeah, I think people were weary of the defense that Ole Miss put on the field in Athens, but they responded well. Coach O to Arkansas. Oh, jeez. Quarters at Puttyweather is going to hit different. Oh, yeah, this week is going to be beautiful. There's a chance. So my dad My parents are coming and this weekend, and there's a chance we go to the game, just depending on if we, you know, if we can get tickets and stuff. So we might be taking my son and going to the game as a family, which will be cool. So I hope that happens, because I think it'll be an awesome day. Harold Perkins will be in the portal. Gosh, I don't think he can, but he stunk yesterday anyway. Need an extension so fast right now. Has to be a top three paid head coach at minimum. You are not, especially with LSU open, you are not getting that right now. Tiger Stadium was embarrassing last night. Clears up faster than any. Did you see the Superdome today? Real winner of this is Jimmy Sexton. Always. He controls everybody. Lane Kiffin Field is only possible at Ole Miss. What did Doc Hollingsworth pay, though? I mean, it'll be tough to take that name off the field. Is there anything Ole Miss can do from a booster standpoint? Are they tapped out in NIL potential? No, there's always more. There's always ways to get more. Where has the all-world freshman Cunningham been? I see Watkins, but no Cunningham. Did something happen that you missed? No, it's just as simple as, who do you take out to play him? He came in late. He joined the team late. Watkins has been with them since January. Cunningham graduated high school on a normal timeline. And who do you replace him with? Does Trey Wallace sit the bench for a freshman that joined the team late and probably wasn't quite ready yet to run this offense? Do you take out DeJon Stribling? Whose snaps do you take to play Caleb Cunningham? I don't think it's, you know, State fans especially are trying to make it a thing. It's, who do you take out? Whose snaps do you give to him? He's just in a crowded receiver room. Next year won't be as crowded. So Perkins can hit the transfer portal, but he hasn't been good lately. He's regressing. Winning a championship at Ole Miss puts you in the Hall of Fame and would be untouchable. Legacy would be insane. No kidding. Why won't the state of Mississippi change the dumb four-year rule for coaches? Because they don't have to. Because it's a very easy thing to work around. And the people that just constantly perpetuate the, well, they can only offer him 4 years, clearly don't understand or know what they're talking about. Whatever guy was on three-man front that said that Ole Miss is strapped for cash with their current contract under Lane Kiffin and that they can only offer him 4 years, then you just turn off the clip and that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. It's very simple to see that Lane Kiffin is currently on a six-year contract. What was the score of the exhibition game? Didn't they lose by 10 or 12? They cut it to 2 late, but wanted to just say how terrible of a play call it was for Oklahoma on the safety. Yeah. Eccles and Prince Will. The pursuit was awesome. What a huge play early that was for the two of them. Both of those guys were great yesterday. Also on LSU's board, their staffer said the job is very marketable, but we aren't going to go with a big name. Scott Woodward hire. I'm told we would want to find somebody energetic and on the way up. John Sumrall. They're going to hire John Sumrall. If you think we are using Perkins wrong, you don't want him to succeed at a higher level. He, unfortunately, is not the size to compete with NFL O-linemen consistently. He needs the reps. He's been good this year. People just look at the sack number, and I'm glad they talked about it on the broadcast yesterday, because we get so many texts the radio show, Perkins has been awful. No, he has not been awful. He is playing a different position now because, guys, he got all of those sacks last year because Prince Liumanmielen, who, by the way, is in the NFL, J.J. Pegues, who's in the NFL, Jared Ivey, who's in the NFL, and Walter Nolan, who's in the NFL, was a first-round pick, were also on the defensive line. Those guys don't exist anymore. Now, Ole Miss has some talent on the defensive line, but he was able to do that because of them. And they also have asked him to play a different role, and he's doing well in that role. And the current role that he has is what's best for him at the next level. But also, frankly, him just trying to be a rush end against these SEC tackles is not going to end well, because there's not as much of a threat across the board the way there was last season. Eccles was really good yesterday. Princewill was really good yesterday, but it's not the same. And so he's fine. Harold Perkins, if you were thinking that I was talking about Centurion earlier, Harold Perkins has been awful. Is there a limit to how long the foundation can extend Lane's contract to? I don't think so. You think, considering the opens currently, Freeze is going to get another year? Those people are insane. They'll force it. A&M looks scary and fast and physical. They are not between ADs at LSU. They are between university leadership. If you don't develop talent for the league, then players won't want to come here. This isn't the final goal on their journey. True. Silverfield is a sleeper in this coaching cycle. Hey, big win Saturday. How would it go over if the governor of Louisiana hired a coach from one LA school, Louisiana school, for another? Is Tulane private? I don't know that answer. Okay, Tulane's a private school, so there's your workaround. Let's say the jobs that are already open or will come open in the SEC happen. Who are all their future coaches? Okay. Summerall, LSU. James Franklin, Florida. Rhett Lashley, Arkansas. I think he'll do it. Alex Galesh, South Carolina, or Auburn. Those last two are tough. Kentucky, I think, is going to hire somebody's coordinator or something. Holy cow, Stingray has credentials. He gets credentialed to every game. Nakos reported that LSU would have to go in the $100 million range for a big-time hire. Yeah, that's insane. It's absolutely insane. Heartline's brother's on staff at Kentucky. There you go. Was concerned about the Oklahoma game. Fair to be concerned about it. Thought Ole Miss was the better team, though. They impressed me on Saturday outside of the defensive bus, 4th-and-1 in the Simmons crap. That Oklahoma defensive front, very, very good. You saw it, and Ole Miss, for whatever reason, does not run block as well as they do pass block. But the pass protection was really darn good on Saturday, considering who they were up against. Auburn would be best to fire ride the Freeze clown car one more year, find a new coach next year. But as Edward says, it'd only get worse. What happened to the Aflac deal Ole Miss was negotiating? I have no idea. Not a clue. What weeks to Ole Miss? I wonder if it's considered tampering if he meets the family, you know? Need the Realtree helmet to be with the red jersey and gray pants. I think that is what they're going for. How much do you think Kiffin gets a year? 12, north of 12. Rodgers has to wear the biggest helmet. The NFL looks like a fishbowl. Looks comfortable, though. Feel bad for Kentucky if Summerall goes to LSU. There's a line of thinking that he doesn't go to Kentucky regardless. Like that has cooled on that. But who knows? I mean, there's so much crap that just gets thrown around this time of year that it's just hard to know. So that Ole Miss-Memphis playoff game is looking more realistic by the week. No kidding. Xavien Harris hasn't been as good as we thought he would be this year. And the thing is, he is at times. I think there's a motor issue. Kewon Lacy's been a revelation for this team. Imagine last year's backs on this team or put Lacy on the 24 team. Yeah. Lacy last year, they go to the playoff. Weiss could get a head coaching job. Yeah, especially as this turns, right? There could be a G5 school that wants him. Think he'll hit 13 a year somehow. They will do it to keep him. You can't, if the season ends the way it does, you can't let money get in the way. It doesn't matter. I've seen people say, well, oh, is he really worth 13? Are you? Yes. Mm-hmm. What is going on with the school and the program and the attention? Yeah, that's a bargain considering what the return on that investment has been. But yeah, I do agree. If you offered 11-1 with a home game, you should take that over going to Atlanta, because that's the benefit to going to Atlanta. Like, if you win, you get a bye week, but you had to play the extra game, so it's the same number of games, and then you don't get to host. And if you lose, you have to play the extra game. Now, you might get to host, but you have to play an extra game. So, and yes, pay money for stability. Exactly. You know what you have. You know what you have already. You know you have winning. Cannot let money get in the way. I don't think they will, but you certainly can. So, anyway, I got to run, guys. Really appreciate you. We'll be back on Tuesday to talk about, hopefully, you know, a football game upcoming on Saturday. And I'll see you guys then, Tuesday, 9 o'clock. See you there.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.